41 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. A new month here, new week. Sun is shining, so a little bit better mood in the markets as well. Stock market's a little bit better. Pretty jumpy session overnight, obviously finishing off a very tough week last week with the biggest weekly loss we've seen since 2008. But a little more stabilization here so far to start the week here with equity futures and the Dow itself up a little bit here. And that's calming some of the fears in the grain markets as well. Dollar is weaker, crude up about a dollar as well. So we'll continue to see a little more stabilization here. Seeing a little bit of strength in corn and soybeans, a little bit of weakness in wheat markets, livestock markets also a touch higher here as well. So we'll continue to watch the spread of the virus. Looks like some of the cases in China has started to slow a little bit, but concern has moved into other parts of the country here. So that'll continue to be a topic of conversation here as we move through the early part of this week. Export inspections will be out here this morning. Otherwise, news on the fundamental side continues to be fairly quiet. Some political stuff here to watch early this week with some more primaries tomorrow. But as far as actual news for the grain markets, it continues to be pretty quiet. Brazil is about 40% harvested. That compares pretty favorably with the five-year average, continuing to be behind the pace from a year ago. A little dry in Argentina, southern Brazil. Market's not super concerned with that at this point, but Argentina is going to need a little drink of water here to help finish out the crop. U.S. Midwest weather, of course, a little bit drier this week, a little bit warmer, so that'll be well-received here as we've got continued to see some pretty some areas that continue to be fairly wet. But as far as prices, we have March corn at 370 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. May corn at 371 and a half, that's up 3 1/4. The July is at 375, up 2 1/2. These 20 corn at 378 and a quarter, that's up 1 1/4. March soybeans, 893 and a quarter, up 9 3/4. May soybeans at 903, up 10 1/4. July at 911 and 1/2, that's up an even 10. November soybeans at 917 and 1/4, that's up 9. May Chicago wheat at 519 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. July at 520, down 6 1/4. May Kansas City wheat at 451 and a quarter, that's down 2. May Minneapolis wheat at 525 and 1/2, also down 2 cents. Livestock markets, April cattle 110.02, up 245. June at 103.65, also up 245. March feeders 134.75, up 347. April at 136.02, up 332. April hogs 63 even, up 72. May hogs at 69.75, up 72. So much calmer affair with some green being seen on some parts of the screen here. Brian, we'll hope to continue to see a better feel here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 41 degrees at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. 1A is coming up next.